Welcome to Primetime, your half-hour, sometimes hour, sometimes whatever, segment for asking questions about Neos. Please drop your questions in the office hours text chat. There's a few channels above this one. I'll get to them in the order that they appear. We do have, I think, two questions right now, so I'll go ahead and answer those, and then I'll wait for additional questions. So if you have additional questions, go ahead and ask them. My nose is really screwed up today. Like, I woke up, and I instantly was like, yes. Went over to my collection of medication and tried to fix it. So if I sound nasally, that's what's going on. Anyway. Like says, English. Put in the English teeth. For context, in the UK, when you trip over your words, sometimes we would say put your teeth back in as a reference to sort of having false teeth. I don't know if this is a worldwide thing or just a UK thing. But yeah, whatever. Anyway, I'm going to put my English back in my mouth and get on with it. Would you happen to have any more information as well? The disruption happened a few days ago. We're not sure. Periodically we seem to have like issues with, just things behaving unexpectedly and we have no real idea. We were looking into it, but like it resolved, so it's difficult to see. One moment. Yeah, if that's just a UK thing, that's cool. You know, if this was turned into, like, you know, a non-Neos event, we'd be able to talk about all sorts of stuff. Like, what phrases are native to your nationality or your location that, like, other people have found weird? Anyway, Lou asks, where are the notes and stuff for Primetime going to be hosted now the wiki is getting purged of them? I'm not going to talk about that for a long time, because... Angie. But, I will go ahead and set something up on my actual website. I don't know how long it's going to take. It unfortunately is a low priority that I didn't budget for my time, so I don't know. I don't know how long that will take. If there's anything like I really dislike, it's like unexpected to-do list items that are other people could have prevented. It's just like, you know, life is chaotic. Although I did build an entire item of furniture yesterday without injury. No, I lie, I did injure myself. Those are all the questions we have so far, so if any additional questions, please drop them through. Someone's cooking like barbecue food. I think. Anyway, it smells good. I don't know why I can smell it, because my nose is fucked, but you know. Beagle, this occasionally happens, so I'm going to illustrate the problem. So, Beagle, you probably missed that question. Now, if I were to go forwards in my office hours answering everyone who asked for the answer to a previous question, it would never end. So, you can check the recording when it's available, fortunately. Otherwise, we just play leapfrog through the questions, like... Turning up here at 4, you'll hear the answer to questions. And, yeah, I know it's going to take a while to get those transcripts up, but, like, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do. I'll do something. I really don't know. Like, my to-do list was, like, huge, and now it's, like, huge plus 5. Huge plus 5. It's just, please no. Is there a better workaround for getting, sorry, Foxbox asks, is there a better workaround for getting the Reverb D2 functioning correctly in NEOS other than grinding SteamVR? I think that's the solution right now. The modding community might be working on something more advanced, though. I certainly want to fix all of those issues. I also was talking to this, I don't remember who I was talking to about, but I want to get like a devices page up on the wiki. Of course, it probably deleted, so I won't bother. But, oh, there's a cop car driving past my house. Yay. Don't know if you can hear that. It's incredibly loud. Yeah, this new apartment has a window that faces the road, which is unfortunate, but it was $800 cheaper than the old apartment, and it doesn't really bother me when I'm wearing headphones, but when I'm recording audio, it does. Anyway, I want to make a devices page which lists all of the headsets that we have, information about them, information about, like, what we recommend, information about any bugs, you know, maybe like a list of links to GitHub issues or whatever. And I also want that devices page to have more information on recommended hardware for both the client and the headless. And the reason behind that is I get asked that question all the time, and it's problematic for me because right now I need to do research, right? So I have to, like, remember what I said last time or go look it up or on the spot kind of do an analysis of their computer. I want that page to be there such that when people have those questions, I can either refer to it and tell them or just refer to it. There's a comedian called Bo Burnham. I watched their Netflix special a few days ago. It's really good. I don't know why I haven't watched it in forever, but like, watch the whole special. It's fantastic. In one of the comedy skits or songs that they do called 5 Years, which is about a long-term relationship, they start it with basically saying, like, I'm going to sing this into your voicemail. Please download the voicemail from your phone. And if you don't know how to do that, please Google it and figure it out. I'm sure you can figure it out. Don't ask me, because if you ask me, I'm just going to Google it and tell you how to do it. And it was, like, the most, like, resonating like sentence I've heard in a while. You know, like, most of the time when someone asks me something that I don't know, I'm just gonna Google it and then repeat what Google told me, and I've stopped doing that now. I'm like, I don't know, but if you Google it, I'm sure you can figure it out. I wish there was like a course or something where I could teach people how to Google effectively, because it's like, I don't know everything about computers, but like, sometimes someone just goes like, how do I ABC 123? And I'm just like, I don't know. But if I Google how to ABC 123, it sure does tell me a lot. So you could just do that. And they just don't. And then I do it. And then I tell them exactly what the first page of Google says. And they're just like, thank you, Prime, for helping me. And I'm just like, cool. Thank you for, like, you know, treating me like a search engine. Anyway, the devices page would be to kind of combat that. I'm not that good at computers in terms of, I am good at computers, but I'm not that good in terms of like evaluating hardware choices. And the reason behind that is like, I buy one computer like every 5 years and then just slowly upgrade it. This computer right next to me, I would slap it, but like, you know, it'd probably turn off and own my luck. I think Alfred the Fourth or Alfred the Fifth. The reason why it's got, you know, the numeric title after it is because there are parts from the previous Alfred in the new Alfred. If it was a brand new, entirely unique computer with all new parts, it wouldn't be able to have the name Alfred. All of my electronics have funky British names. So you can trace Alfred's lineage back like 3 or 4 computer cases. And there's something from 3 or 4 computer cases in there. Well, it's actually like my stepfather. He named the original Alfred Alfred. And I was like, that's kind of cool. And then it grew on me. So now my computer's called Alfred. My phone's called Charles. My Bluetooth headphones are called Wallace. They're all, you know, ye olde British names. I forget what my laptop's called because I literally only use it in airports or at my family's house. No, Gromit's not a British name, it's a dog name. Stores asks, what's the your solution for the Ship of Theseus? I'll just have to Google that really quickly. I am aware of what it is, I just need a memory jog. I don't have my browser open yet today. Ship of Theseus. Alright, read quickly. Oh, yeah, I remember this Ship of Theseus. Okay, yeah. I don't remember if, like, a sci-fi genre has done this. I think they have, but I had an idea years ago when I was a kid in school for, like, why don't spaceships, I mean, like, this is, like, sci-fi spaceships, not our spaceships, because our spaceships are basically just planes that we put, like, we put, like, you know, rocket fuel, attach it to a plane, done. It's a spaceship. But, if a spaceship had a, liquid in a hull that kind of dried out because of the, like, you know, decreasing pressure, it would instantly seal hull breaches, right? Like, you got the outer shell, which is, you know, all the money goes into the outer shell, and then you've got, like, an inner sort of liquid shell that just sort of dries quickly. It was cool. I think I have seen a liquid hull in, like, one sci-fi show, but I don't remember it. But that caused a Ship of Theseus argument with a friend of mine back in high school. Because I said, you know, even though the liquid hull will have dried and filled the hole, that once they get back to, like, a space base, they'll have to have that, part of the hull recovered. And probably, you know, take another tank of liquid hull. Oh, we have a news question. Great. Let's get back to stuff I know more about. I could talk about RuneScape again. I know a lot about RuneScape. It's public. As far as I remember, the mirror bug that you're describing has a GitHub issue for it, so I'm taking a look. Okay, I can't find the issue, but I'll try and paraphrase it. If someone else finds the issue, great. Chill, just for a second. I can't remember the stance right now. Is marinating chicken, like, fake or not? I seem to remember, like, reading something on, like, cookery articles that it does nothing. Like, I'm marinating on the question. Give me a second. So, Lou says, I've noticed that mirrors start breaking away with very high far clips. Is there a reason why this happens? As far as I remember, now I'm putting together, like, multiple chains. Geens wants to rewrite the mirror code somehow. Yeah, there's mirror code. It's... you know, like, I'm like, I made a new logics node. And then Geens is like, I'm going to enter the mirror world and change how they work. And I'm just like, okay, have fun. Have fun. Look at him crazily. Yeah, Geens also changed some of the mirrors, which may fix that, but there are a bunch of GitHub issues open for mirrors. Probably one of those is about the far clip. So as I remember, it's just a reflection shader. So most shaders, if you imagine, you know, splitting up a torch or any light source into a bunch of lasers, and seeing where those lasers go, that's basically shaders. So a mirror shader basically returns light to the observer. Exactly how mirrors work in reality. I mean, not exactly, because mirrors in reality just work. There's no maths involved. I mean, there is maths involved, but the maths is, like, inherent and innate. It's not, like, inscribed. I mean, it might have been inscribed somehow, but then we're getting into, like, philosophical debates. Certain words I just can't say. Philosophical debates. Player Cody, thank you for typing out the word. It doesn't help me pronounce it, though. It might if you, like, broke it down. Sometimes I just need to slow down. I'm going to jump down to Dark Sugar because it's related to the mirror stuff. Dark Sugar says, could be a good thing. I've noticed reflections being wrong distance away on my G2. Yeah, I'm aware that G2 has mirror issues. Quest has some mirror issues. Pimax has some mirror issues. And then I can jump up to Lakeside's question. I know, like, Lakeside and I have been talking about, like, I always just thought they were, like, a lumberjack or, like, a crypto something, because it sounds like they're, like, a mining. They're not at all. They're awesome. So, Lakeside Miners is asking, will there be a press kit for whatever thingy might be in progress when it comes out? I want to make a keycap, but bitmap tracing is a pain. I don't know what you're referring to. If you're referring to something non-NEOS related, it goes in off topic. Pilcher, I don't really, like, how do you print it? I've sure I've asked that before. I know it's, like, Russian. Soap taught me a few Russian things. It was interesting. Anyway, they say Prime Gaming. Yeah, I have a gaming channel that's on YouTube. I don't post regularly. I have, like, a bunch of games I finished that have videos. I just haven't uploaded them. I'm just going to say a general note, and, like, it's not, like, negative, it's just, like, please think about it. When you use the word the, a, thing, it, please expand it. Like, what do you mean? It's really difficult to understand sometimes, so just try and be careful. Thank you. Thank you for restating your question. I know it's like a boresome thing, but, like, it's very difficult to, like, speak sometimes right now, as I'm sure you're aware. So I need the context of the question so I don't end up going on a tirade about, I don't know, floor tiles rather than what you actually want to hear about. So replacing Basement's second question, no, the first question with their second question, Basement asks, is there a project in progress by the team made up of staff from the NEOS development team, or can that not be commented on? Here is my answer to that one. No comment. Oh, and Lex has split up the word I couldn't pronounce, so I'm going to go ahead and give it a go. Philosophical. Yeah, you see, I just have to slow down. Fun fact, you know, there's that, like, TikToker that just, like, they've got, like, a shaved sort of spiky hair, and they get really way too close to the camera, and then they go, fun fact, and then they, like, they tell you something incredibly fast that's, like, mind-blowing, and you're just like, ow, my brain hurts. Anyway, fun fact here, you know the TH sound, like in thumb, etc. I don't say it correctly. I've never said it correctly. I always had difficulty with it as a child. I found my own way to say it, but it's not the correct way to say it. It sounds the same. But for those who are aware of how you're meant to make the TH sound, they know it's wrong. I'll see if I can get a video fun fact, man, so I don't just sound like some crazy lunatic. Lou asks, is there a way to see who started a Logic's Impulse? A friend wants to make an impulse. Log in, log space in case someone causes an annoying malicious impulse chain. So during the length of the impulse chain, the local user variable will be the user who has started the chain. So if you have an impulse chain going and you write local user to say, like a value register or something, that'll be the user who owns the chain. That's also how all of the sort of buttons which set a user work, if you haven't made one of those yet. You know, it's like set owner, set master, if it's a world where you need that sort of thing. You basically just say who started the button events chain is the person who owns the chain, and then you do local user, and then you get the name of the person who hit the button. Uh,
Whilst we're waiting for questions, I'll go find Fun Fact Man. It's like one of the things that, like, as a, you know, as a non-Gen Zer, that bothers me about YouTube Shorts and TikTok is it's so difficult to find content that I have watched. Like, I can share it at the time. Like, say, for example, I see a cool video. I can share that with you and I can say, this is a cool video. But going back and find it historically-wise, impossible. It's like, how many TikToks did you watch? Like, 400. Okay, where's Fun Fact Man? Like, somewhere in the middle, you know? Okay, we got a race car outside now. I don't know the name either, because that's another thing about the short form content platforms. They don't provide enough context on the username. Like, it's there, but it isn't prominent enough for me to notice it and remember it. I could speak for hours about YouTube Shorts and TikToks, though. Hours. Okay. I don't see any additional questions. I do see some commentary. People are agreeing that YouTube Shorts are weird. Yeah, I also noticed that, like, I have a live streaming background, etc. I was taking a look at TikTok Live out of curiosity. There's no context of what they're doing most of the time. Tuned into some guy who is, like, weaving plants into sticks, and he just didn't explain what he was doing for, like, 5 minutes whilst I was there, and I could barely see his name. There were just icons everywhere. But people were very interested in him weaving sticks. We have a question. Back to there. Lake Simonis says, what is the best way to set up a trigger that doesn't have collision that when a player goes through sends out an impulse I can never find it? For context, I was making a flight game for Avalis before everything. Why do you not need? Why specifically not collision? Lex, I am so glad that someone else has, like, had their brains seared by that lady. Like, I'm going to be, like, 80, like, off my rocker in some retirement home, like, just talking about ice cream, and the, you know, the professional there caring for me is going to be like, oh, poor Prime, they had such a traumatic life, and they just have no idea what I'm referring to. It is, like, that lady is brain-searing. Good on her, though. She makes about $7,000 a day. If anyone would like context, I'm gonna, like, you know, sear your brain. Where are we? I linked it to. Yeah, I linked it here. May I ask, Lakeside? So, Basement gave a very suitable solution for the problem. Which is nearest user head. But I feel I must ask, why aren't you using colliders? No, trigger colliders allow you to go through them. Like, the whole point of trigger colliders is to allow you to go through them. Oh, you can ask it here. We've got, like, plenty of time, Cody. Go for it. Yeah, so colliders actually have two properties that determine their behavior. Well, they have more than one, two, but we'll talk about the two that I'm referring to. Someone's like, well, actually, there's seven properties and you only mentioned two. Okay, there are two properties I'd like to talk about. Let's ignore the other however many I missed. The character collider checkbox determines whether you can walk through it. The type determines its behavior. So with a character collider, usually you want static and then character collider checked on. For something like a ring or like a sensor to detect when someone walks into it, a good example might be like an automatic door that you might see at a grocery store. You use a trigger collider that has that set up, and it means they can walk through it, but the collision system will register that they walked into it. For context on the video that has been linked there, for anyone who's misunderstanding what's going on, that lady is pioneering one of the corners of the world called NPC TikTok. She will do a particular emote, which is a sound and a gesture, in response to various stickers and gifts that are sent to her via TikTok system. So if you send ice cream, she will say something equivalent to what Lex posted earlier. Ice cream so tasty, yes, yes, yes. But she also does like creepy slurpy noise. And I don't know why, but she's also cooking popcorn one kernel at a time in a hair straightener. And I can watch it for like hours, and I don't know why. It's just funny. Sometimes there's like a chain of coincidences where several of the phrases that she's saying will link up into this sort of almost performance art piece monologue. It's funny. But yeah, it's stuff that I have patents on, like taken to the end of their existence. Like I have patents on interactive broadcasting, but it's like interactive broadcasting taken to the end. Well, sometimes it even sounds like music tracks as well, right? It just depends on the timing of all the phrases. It's interesting in that I want to know what's going on. The thing that annoys me though is the view that someone will see on their app or on the recording doesn't match what she's seeing, and so sometimes the emotes that she's doing seem out of place. Like if they were one-to-one, I would be more interested. Like, because you know, every time the ice cream appears, she'll do the ice cream phrase that Lex said above, but sometimes I don't see an ice cream and she does the ice cream phrase, so it's confusing. Quick anecdote here. Electronus says, I even use a collision system for people in the noclip. Trigger colliders can be detected with active colliders. If you want to tell when someone is, but allow noclip, say for culling systems, you can just have an active sphere collider locally follow the player into trigger colliders to tell where they are. That gives me an opportunity to say, hey, active colliders aren't bad. They are bad if you don't know what you're doing. But if you know what you're doing, they're okay. We have Neo's questions. Fantastic, so I can stop thinking about ice cream. I'll let the loud car go. There's loud cars today. I don't know if it's like this time of the day or what. So Cody asks, I found that using a cylinder and having four faces like a cube-shaped texturing seems easier for room building or multiple object making. I do find it jarring since typically using a cube is my go-to method, so I'm not sure if that is just me or if anyone else finds it easier to do workflow-wise. I don't really understand what you're referring to. I might have to see some pictures to know what's going on there. Whatever makes you build your content is good. One of the problems I have with like building like levels and worlds is I always end up with like a circular arrangement. Yeah, if you picture like the what's a good example? Like a Roman amphitheater, right? Everything is sort of architected such that it calls attention into the center of the space. I just always end up building worlds that have that same sort of feel. I also have trouble with symmetry as well. Like, you look at a building, it's just not symmetrical at all. You look at your average sort of, like, room, it's not symmetrical at all. You look at your average wall, actually, it's not even straight. I've only been in this place, like, a month. There is the wall where my bathroom is. It's, like, diagonal. Only slightly, but, like, over the entire length, it looks really weird once you realize it. Okay, moving onwards to Rusia's question. Do update relays cause a more than one execution per tick frame process? We noticed when debugging some logics that a handful of updating relays cause significant CPU usage on the update loop thread. I don't understand the mechanisms of updating relays enough to answer that question. Always see if you can remove them, though. Noise came from outside. I don't know what that was. Whatever. Let me open the code base for Basement Nerd's question. That will take a few minutes. So, Basement Nerd, I have not forgotten your question. I just need to wait for Visual Studio to index the entirety of Freaks Engine and give me the ability to look at it. Which takes a while sometimes. It's like, I'm scanning all of the logics nodes so that you can control T and find them. It's going to take a while. Lex says, you think that it's the same apartment complex, just a different building, the apartment would at least be similar. It's not the same complex, it's an adjacent complex. This one is like 5 years older than the one I was in. It's still quite new, but it's still, you know, 5 years older. I'm really angry about it because they say they clean between tenants. They did not clean between tenants. It's ridiculous. Alright, so Visual Studio is still loading, so I'll jump to Dark's question, and then I'll go back to Basement Nerd's question once Visual Studio has loaded. Visual Studio says, yes, Dark Sugar, you are now called Visual Studio. Dark Sugar says, since we're at Colliders, I saw someone trying to make an object tagged sharp, poke and pop their avatar. Okay, yeah, I understand where we're going. We put an active collider on them and filter the impulses to those registered by the avatar user. Could we use a different collider type? For poking, so this will work for like the sort of nail and pin that you're talking about, or maybe a spear. It'll also work for mining, wood cutting, and stuff like that. Put the active collider on the object which is doing the stabbing. There's actually a video I have on my channel where I talk about active colliders, because I was irritated that week about people saying that they were bad, so I made a video where we make a mining system using active colliders. If it is an implement of torture, such as a pin or whatever, or an axe, you can do a couple of things to also make the active collider better. So, for example, if you, in the video I think I talk about it, I don't remember if I implement it, but once the pickaxe is not grabbed, I detect that it's not grabbed and I turn the collider off. So the active collider is only active when it's in someone's hand. And that way you could have like a rack of pickaxes like in a part of the mine, and it wouldn't really have any performance problems at all. Like only the pickaxes that someone picks up would then have the active collider turn on. I wouldn't recommend putting an active collider on a user where possible, particularly if you're covering the entire volume of the user, because that's just going to like increase the amount of collisions. Whereas if you have it on the end of a pin, that's really small. If they want to work it with any arbitrary object, then yeah, they'll probably need to do it that way around. It just isn't ideal. Makes me so happy that I made the decision to move into this apartment. You know, it's filthy. The hallways are literally falling apart. And I'm now facing a loud road. I'm going to go, like, cry in the corner. All right, back to questions. Shadow says, I've been told, maybe by myself, Prime, by... Difficult to read that sentence anyway. Shadow is basically saying many people have told them, including potentially me, that when using firewall true, immediately following firewall true, you need to put a one per frame node to avoid errors. I haven't heard this myself. I don't typically use the firewall true or even the while node itself. I always try and find a different way to do it. By my understanding, though, I think firewall true has the opportunity to fire more than once per frame. And so people sometimes do once per frame to slow it down. If you go faster than the frame, that might sort of mess up some physics calculations, like T, delta T, etc. So probably why that's occurring. I don't know if it's required, though. The codebase is now finally loaded, so I'll do Lakeside Miner's question, which should be quite easy. They say, how long, much does OO show up in the codebase? So, find in files OO. Oh, I should do match word, because we've got a lot of, there's a function called toWorld. It's about moving context between threads, and it's used everywhere, and toWorld has OO in it, so that's not going to work. Match case, match whole word, go. Four files, 12 lines. Oh, you see, the OO vest would be like there's two parts of the Freaks engine. There is the part I spend most of my time in, which is the non-Unity portion of it, and there's the Unity portion of it. I don't use the Unity portion that much because if you're in there, it means something's usually quite broken. So, for example, for adding a new headset, you'd need to spend a lot of time in the Unity project. But for adding a new logic node, you don't need to spend a lot of time in the Unity project. So yeah, there will be references to the OO vest in the Unity project as well. But in the non-Unity project, 12 matching files, 4 total files. At least. Your mileage might vary, because remember, this is the source code and not the decompiled mess that you guys read sometimes. Okay, I don't see any additional questions. Oh, basement notes question. Glue tip, yes. On the way to the glue tip right now. Okay, glue tip. Primary players, glue. Okay, so it looks like it uses a component called glue. I didn't realize that glue was a component. Okay, that's cool. is drying. There's the concept of, like, drying in this digital component. Oh, I love object-oriented programming sometimes. It's like the glue has this class inside it called glue candidate. And I just think that's a nice class name. Okay, so basically with the glue tip, it looks for objects that it can collide with. And I think colliders don't work when an object is disabled, so that would probably be the answer. So there you go. What I didn't realize, and someone showed me, and this is like a really relatively new user to Neo showed me this, and I was just like, what? I don't know how they did it. It might not work. Your mileage might vary. They drew a mustache on my face, you know, common sort of AFK trope thing. But then they used the glue tip on it, but they included my head, and it basically effortless equipaboard the mustache to my face. It wasn't so that it can be re-equipped, but it did parent it to my face. So like, what is the glue tip doing? what's happening there? Because like, it must have parented the mustache to my head somehow, but like, I didn't realize the glue tip could do that. It didn't do anything like negative other than, you know, parenting the mustache to my face. There's a parent mode for glue? That's probably what's going on. Gee. Sometimes you just need to equip a tool again and open up the context menu and be like, oh yeah. Alright, let me go back to the glue tip for a second. I'm still in the glue code. Alright, here's the glue tip. Mode, parent object. Yeah, they must have done that. They didn't tell me that they'd done that, but oh well. Okay, we have an actual question here. We have two questions. I'll jump on those. We are over time, though, so Electron and Shadow, if you have a question, great. Otherwise, no more questions. Thank you for that. I need to, I don't know, shake my fist out of my window at the cars going by and go, get off my lawn! So Spec says, to follow up on the glue tip, though, what if you're using it by grabbing a slot from the inspector and not the sphere collider? Ooh, okay, let's take a look. That'll be secondary press. Okay, so if you use the grab from Inspector secondary press, it won't glue stuff together. Basically, if there's an active glue, it'll force dry it. Otherwise, it'll only do stuff if it's in the bake mode. Primary is the only way you can do the whatchamacallit, parent object mode. Like everything else would be baking. Yeah, okay, so there's two questions there. One is like what happens with the doobly doo grabbing a slot? And now we're looking at Keir's question, which is baking, does it disrupt doobly doos? I know what I mean, even if you guys don't know what we mean. So let's look at bake meshes, see if it ignores disabled slots, because I'm not sure. Where's the data type for M? Ah, okay. Yeah, if the slot is not active, it will ignore it. So if the mesh renderer is not active, if the mesh renderer isn't enabled, or the slot which the mesh renderer is on is not active, then it will not be included in the bake. Class was supposed to end 11 minutes ago. We have halted questions, Exo. We'll get to them as soon as possible. Maybe we'll make it an hour at some point. Maybe there's more to say. Or maybe I'll just make it so, like, hey, we can talk about anything that's not Neos. I have thought occasionally about making this just a podcast. We could have guests and everything. It'll be like, today, our guest is Lakeside Miners, here to talk about lumberjacking supplies. Okay, so we got those questions. There is one from Basement Nerd, which is tagged as a question, but I don't, unfortunately, know Gehepe's build at all. I know it's fantastic and more people need to use it, but I don't understand how to use it. I get stuck. So I can't answer that one. Apologies. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, no worries. I think that's it for questions. If I've missed any, someone will yell at me. If you yell at me, please yell at me gently. I'll cry if you yell at me loudly. Yeah, I don't see anything else, so I'll go ahead and leave things off here. Thank you for listening. I will go ahead and close things off here. If you have any additional questions, please post them in the questions and help channel. Direct message me if there's a moderation issue, moderation.neos.com, and I'll get back to you again next week. As for hosting, I am working on it. I apologize that it's going to take a while. It's just my life is chaotic. I spent 4 hours building furniture yesterday. I will speak to you guys soon.